Hi, and welcome back to another Wattpad podcast for our Wattpad Wednesday. And today we're interviewing a very special guest, Ali Novak, who is a writer on Wattpad. She writes under the name Fall Swimmer, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her writing journey today. So thank you so much, Ali, for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, of course. We're really excited you had time to do this with us. So your real name is Ali Novak, but you write under the name Fall Swimmer. So can you tell me why you picked that pen name?
It's funny, actually. A lot of people have asked me that, and to me it's always been pretty self-explanatory and maybe a little boring, but I grew up in a town that's called Falls, and then I've been a competitive swimmer since I was 5, so I just threw the two together.
Oh, smart. Okay, so do you still do swimming?
Well, I was the captain of my swimming team in high school, but I wasn't exactly good enough to be on my swimming team at my university, so I still swim occasionally, but not competitively anymore.
Right. You know, I used to do swimming, too, so what's your stroke?
Backstroke.
Oh, wow, that's a tough one, but I always liked that you didn't have to dive at the beginning. That was always the worst.
Yes, I liked that you could breathe. Yeah. Faces out of the water.
Definitely. So, okay, well, that makes a lot more sense. And is that a name? I know that you've written lots of stories. So do you use Fall Swimmer for all of the stories
you've
written?
Everything. Every account that I've made online, my YouTube account, my emails, my everything. It's all Fall Swimmer.
Okay, cool. So one of your most popular stories, and you've written a lot, and you've written a lot of really popular stories, but one of the most popular ones is called My Life with the Walter Boys, which has about 4 million reads. Is that about right?
Correct.
Yeah. So in that story, do you want to tell us a little bit about what it's about in case there's someone who hasn't read it?
Well, it's about a girl named Jackie Howard, and she's grown up in New York in a very kind of well-to-do family. And the day after her 16th birthday, she comes down with the flu, and she's supposed to be driving with her family to go meet one of her mother's family friends. And she stays home because she's sick, and while her family is gone, they die in a car accident.
Okay.
And so with no other living relatives, Jackie actually has to go live with the family friend that her family was supposed to be visiting. And her name is Catherine Walter, and she has 12 boys. And Jackie has kind of not had a lot of experience with boys. She went to a girls' boarding school. And so she's kind of thrust into this situation where she doesn't really know how to handle it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't think very many people would. 12 is a lot of boys to hang out with. And you've got 5 brothers, right?
Correct.
So were you able to draw from your own experience? Are you the only girl in your family?
No, I also have a sister.
Okay.
I don't always mention her because we don't always get along, but she actually just started writing on Wattpad, and we've actually become a lot more close now that she's doing that.
Oh,
but it's
so
just
nice.
Us two girls and then the rest of the guys.
Is she younger or older?
She's younger. She's just turned 13.
Oh, okay. And then are your brothers all younger than you as well?
No, I have older and younger. I'm in the middle.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds pretty crazy. So do you have to share a room?
Yes, I share a room with my sister.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's a lot of kids for sure. One of the people who work in the marketing department with me, she has, I think, 6 brothers and sisters, and then her parents each also have 6, so her family is huge, so she doesn't think
yes, that's exactly how my family is. Both my mom's side and my dad's side had 5 siblings, so I'm used to a crazy, hectic family, and I actually think that really helped me with writing my story because I was able to maybe accurately portray, you know, the chaos of having such a big group of people together.
Yeah, definitely. So I always love to know where people get their ideas and their inspirations for your stories because I think a lot of your fiction touches on a lot of different themes. So where do you get your ideas? Do they come from real life or...
Well, I mean, this story was mainly inspired by an actual book, which is called Megan Meadie's Guide to the McGowan Boys, and it's written by Kate Bryant. I read the story, and I loved it, And I just kind of wanted to do my own thing with that idea. But besides that, all my other stories I have created on my own, and most of my ideas normally come from real life, you know, things that have happened to me. It's a lot easier to write about something that you've already experienced.
Definitely.
So I kind of pull off real life experiences, but then at the same time, I also have fun writing about things that maybe I would like to do in the future, because then you kind of create that experience for yourself without actually doing it.
No, definitely. That's a really good point. You get to live vicariously through other people that you create.
Yeah.
So, and then because you write so much, I want to know, do you ever get writer's block, or is that not a problem for you?
Oh, gosh, that's such a pain. I get it all the time, and I'm not very good with dealing with it. I pout and I yell at my computer screen. The best way to help myself get over writer's block is I drag myself to Starbucks, and I sit there until I finish reading a chapter, whether it's 2 hours or 5 hours. I just have to get through it.
Right.
And maybe the writing in it isn't as good as normal, but, you know, you can re-edit it and fix it after you finally get through it.
Right, and you progress the story a little bit at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a little while ago, you asked some of your readers to write a short story based on one of the Walter boys. So why did you decide to host that contest, and what did you think of the result of that?
Well, there's so many characters in my story, and
yes.
I think every one of my readers has their own favorite Walter boy, and people are always begging me to, you know, they want to hear more about Nathan or Isaac or the twins, and I don't have time to write a full story on each one of these boys.
Right.
So I figured, why not let the readers do it?
Smart.
And it actually turned out really good. It was a lot of fun. I spent about a whole day reading through different entries. So I think people had fun with it, which is what I wanted them to do.
Definitely. Did you find that they liked one of the Walter boys better than the other? Was there one who got the most stories?
People mainly like Nathan. I think he's kind of a sweetheart, and he's Jackie's, you know, best friend.
Definitely.
And then other people like Isaac because he's kind of a sarcastic, perverted, just, he's quirky, he's funny.
Yeah, he is really funny, yeah. So sometimes on Wattpad we talk about issues about fan fiction because some writers are so against it and some really embrace the idea. So is that something that you embrace as a writer? Do you enjoy and appreciate having fan fiction written about you, or does it feel a bit uncomfortable knowing that they're writing with your characters?
Well, I personally think it's awesome, and, you know, I have a few reasons for that. First off, I support it because I didn't exactly write fan fiction, but I did take from someone else's idea about a girl living with a bunch of boys. So, you know, I have to support it. It's, you know, something I believe in because, you know, that story inspired me to write, and that's what it's all about. People need to start writing.
Right.
And second of all, I know a lot of people don't like to hear this, but I think it's flattering that someone would like to write a fan fiction about your story, because that means as an author, you did such a good job of creating, you know, a fictional world with relatable characters that the readers don't want to let it go. They're inspired to create more because they didn't get enough.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
That's what writing's all about, you know, being inspired by something and wanting to share it with other people. So, you know, I say go for it, fan fiction all the way.
Well, I'm sure your readers like to hear that, definitely. So, was the Walter Boys the first story of yours that got a lot of attention, or was there another one?
Correct. Walter Boys was the first story that got a lot of attention. My stories didn't get popular on Wattpad. They got popular on Quizilla.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote two stories before I wrote Walter Boys.
Okay.
I remember sitting on my couch on my birthday, and I logged onto my Quizilla account, and my inbox was just flooded with messages, and I was just thrilled. I was like, "Oh, this is an awesome birthday present," because I'd been trying really hard for a while, probably 2 or 3 years, to get people to read my work.
Right.
It didn't just happen overnight. I had to write two stories before my third one, Walter Boys, was popular. So it was a pretty long battle.
Yeah.
And then when I switched to Wattpad, my fans followed me. So it wasn't as hard. It wasn't as much of an uphill battle.
Right.
But I really do appreciate everything that all my fans on Wattpad have given me, because they're just so supportive. And on Wattpad, there's a lot more ways the fans can interact with you and you can interact with them. They can vote for your story. They can, you know, leave a comment on your story. They can post a message on your message board and, you know, private message you. It's just, it's so amazing, and I'm so thankful for it.
Yeah, the other day someone on our Facebook wall, on Wattpad's Facebook wall, was asking. They described your story, but they couldn't remember the name, and they couldn't find it in their library because they'd bought a new device. So they described the Walter Boy story, and then there was like 40 people who said,
"Oh, really?
Story."
That's cool."
So yeah, no, I think it is. It's definitely a distinctive plot line for sure, which is great. So because you have such an active fan base, which obviously is awesome, but do you sometimes feel a little bit pressured when you're writing a story or in the process of writing a story? I know the Walter Boy story is completed, but you've got some new ones on the go. So how do you balance writing with all the other responsibilities you have?
Well, you know, I don't really get pressure from fans for me to upload because my fans are so great. I mean, everyone always writes, you know, upload on your chapter, but no one is ever... mean about it. It's more stressful when you do have writer's block and you know you should be uploading and you can't. The best way that I avoid that is I try to set a schedule, like I'm gonna write every Sunday afternoon.
Right.
So, you know, you just have to set aside some time to fit in your writing.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I think that's really smart. So you've said that you're not interested in ever trying to get the Walter Boys published, but that you are interested in being a writer. So did that come about after you started sharing your work online, or how did you know?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've always been scribbling made-up stories in my notebook during class at school. It's just something that I've always done. I just love writing. I think for most of high school, I tried to convince myself that I was going to find, like, a new interest.
Yeah.
You know, something that would lead to a more supportive job, but it just never happened. And, you know, college, writing classes in college really showed me that this is what I wanted to do. When I started writing online, it was more for experience, I wasn't writing online so I could find a publisher or an agent. I did it because I loved it, and it's helped me a lot.
Yeah, definitely. So do you take a lot of the feedback you get from your fans? Is that helpful for you?
Yes. A lot of people have helped me develop my character, my main character, Jackie, throughout the story, Walter Boys, because she kind of started off a little emotionless, and I think people have helped me shape her to, you know, realize that, okay, when something major happens in a character's life, there's going to be some consequences. And so, yes, writers or the people on Wattpad have definitely helped me improve my writing.
But I also took that when I read it was that, you know, she was a little bit of shock. I think that anyone,
I started, one of the reasons I tried to write the story was because I had a death in my own family, and I wanted to try and deal with that pain.
Right.
But I think it was a little something that was, maybe I was still a little too shocked about, so that's how my character turned out, and maybe she seemed a little emotionless because of that.
Right.
But it still turned out in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think you did a great job. So you said you were taking creative writing in university, and so I would love to know about some of the classes you're taking and some of what you've learned from your teachers or your fellow students.
Well, as a creative writing major, I have to take a lot of literature classes.
Right.
So last semester, my favorite class was British literature pre-1800s.
Oh,
and when I say
class.
Favorite class, I mean the class that I hated the least.
Okay.
So we read like Spenser's The Faerie Queen, and we read Beowulf, and so there was a lot of literature reading books that aren't really my type of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And then there's the actual creative writing classes. I had two. One was a beginner class, and one was a more intermediate class. I took both just because, you know, I wanted to have two different writing classes.
Two different teachers, right, too?
Yes.
That's helpful, yeah.
Yes. And both of my teachers continually repeated that you always have to revise, re-edit, rewrite, because your writing is never finished and there's always room for improvement. That's the biggest thing that I learned.
Right. Well, even sometimes, do you find if you look back at something you wrote when you were much younger, you're like, oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, I can even say that when I reread the first few chapters of Walter Boys, because that started over a year ago.
Right, right. So you feel like you've definitely grown as a writer since then. That makes sense to me. So most of your stories are romance. So do you think there's a reason why you're really drawn to that genre? Do you read a lot of romance novels, or is that just something you like to write about?
Well, actually, it's kind of funny. I spend a lot of my money at Barnes & Noble. It's my love. And a lot of the books that I read are fantasy fiction. Like, I love Harry Potter, Aragorn, anything with, like, sword fights and elves and dragons. The only romance author that I really follow with a passion is Sarah Dessen.
Right.
I totally love her writing, and I hope that one day I can write like her. The main reason that I started writing romance is because that's what I noticed that people liked to read the most. And I think it's helped me a lot, and I've loved every, you know, story that I've created. Like, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I think that when I finish all my different works that are in progress right now, then I'm going to move on to some more fantasy writing.
Oh, great. That, I'm really excited for that. We love fantasy.
Yes, definitely my favorite to read.
Yes, so did you read, like, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and books like that?
Yes, I did. My favorite book out of that series, which no one ever knows about, is The Magician's Nephew. I loved that one, and I wish they would have done a movie on that one, too.
Yeah, me too. No, it was, Pamela was just nodding her head at me. We both love that one as well. So today for Wattpad Wednesday, we were talking about friendships and literature. So I was just wondering, is this something that you share with your closer friends? I mean, I guess in university, you probably have made friends through your program as well. But is this something that you guys all work on together, or is this more of an individual pursuit?
Wattpad is an individual pursuit for me. A lot of the kids in my creative writing classes kind of write dark, creepy stuff.
And oh, okay.
I don't really share my Wattpad work with them. A lot of my teachers make fun of kind of like the more pulp fiction, young adult reading.
Right.
My writing in college is a lot different than the stuff that I post online.
Okay. So, like, what genres are you exploring?
Mainly, it's more stuff for adult readers. I like mystery.
Me too.
I don't know if I'm very good at writing it, but I do enjoy it.
I find that with mysteries, you need to be so organized because you need to know who did it from the very beginning.
Yes, very much. And I loved Nancy Drew growing up.
Me too.
And I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can pull it off. You have to be very organized, and I'm not a very organized person, so.
I mean, but I guess that's where the re-editing thing that you said earlier,
yes,
right?
Yes, like,
you could change it and then go back, but yeah. No, I loved Nancy Drew. So did you read the old ones, like from the 50s?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I own every single Nancy Drew. There's Nancy Drew computer games.
Really?
And they started coming out, I want to say when I was in middle school. And me and my best friend played them. And I'm currently 20 years old, and me and my best friend still play them. So I love Nancy Drew.
The other day, I was visiting my parents, and my mom pulled out this video that I'd made with my best friends of us reenacting the staircase one. What is it called? I think it's the third book in the series, The Hidden Staircase.
Something about the hidden staircase.
Yeah.
Or...
Oh, gosh, so embarrassing. Oh, well. So just lastly, now that we have you on the phone and you're in this podcast, do you have any questions for us at Wattpad headquarters?
Yes, I do. I actually thought about this a little bit. Like I said before, I'm really into Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
I just saw the last movie. I went to the opening night, and I kind of felt like my childhood was ending.
A lot of people said that, yeah.
My question for Wattpad is, if you guys were a house at Hogwarts, what animal would represent you?
Oh, that's such a good question. I don't know. Well, I don't know if I can speak for everyone.
Did I catch you off guard?
No, that's a really good question. And I just saw the movie too, so I'm like thinking about it in the movie. Gosh, I don't know. My first thought is to think of something orange, but that's not very natural looking. I guess, I don't know. Maybe something like a butterfly, if that's not too cheesy and doesn't sound too much like Mariah Carey, I guess. Because I feel like one of the coolest parts about working at Wattpad is that we get to see everyone do these publishing journeys. So starting, you know, with one chapter and then another chapter and then getting feedback and then changing and growing. And that sort of kind of reminds me, I guess, of what a butterfly has to do, right? From the beginning to the end, when it's a caterpillar and then a cocoon and then a butterfly.
Yeah, that's an awesome answer. I'm happy I asked.
Okay. I don't know if that would count in Harry Potter's world, but I think personally my favorite animal is the owls, which is also not an animal, more of a bird. But yeah, I think they're very cool. But in terms of Wattpad as a whole, I don't think that one works as well. So. But thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you taking time to do this with us. And if you haven't read any of Fall Swimmer's books, it's F-A-L-L-Z Swimmer, not Falls with an S. So you can check her out on Wattpad and, of course, all of the apps. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.